This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Joking when I said I'd break Alec Baldwin's back or neck. I meant that metaphorically. Just like it's a joke when they say that I told Donald Trump black people aren't humans. How dare you? Oh, I know you feel sorry for yourself when I make a statement like that. You'll probably be in the news. Alex Jones threatens Alec Baldwin. You can't get up there and say you learned from me that black people aren't humans, asshole. Delay that. I'm just getting sick of these people. I really am starting to get tired of them. Because I watched that five-minute clip. It took me 30 minutes to start and stop it. I was eating jalapenos during the break. And I'm sitting there watching this crap meant to create destruction of our society. And I'm not mad at Baldwin and his cowardly riders because they're even attacking me. I'm sick of the world they're making for our kids. The guy is a selfish pig. But he's nothing compared to the guy I'm going to cover in the next segment. And that's Jake Weber. And I want to challenge Jake Weber as well. He can show up in a ring with me, bare knuckles. And he can even do his fake Texas accent. While he has each episode, I'm helping terrorists kill people. I'm blaming innocent people for the terror. I'm setting up war heroes and saying they aren't war heroes. I mean, you know what? I mean, and they admit in the news it's Alex Jones. This is uncool, man. Anybody, anywhere in the world. If you did this to Andrew Jackson 200 years ago, he'd call you out the street, man. I mean, dude, I don't sit there and say that you hate black people. I mean, what the hell, man? Just because you've dehumanized me and want to go on the news and lie about me or create some fictional character who you say is Alex Jones, you just can't get away with that, bro. So I'm not going to attack anybody unless they legally get in a ring with me. And I guess bare knuckles boxing is illegal. So the point is that I guarantee you, I just am tired of these people, man. I'm tired of you writing checks you can't cash, bro. I hope one of you actually text me up on this. Alec Baldwin's supposed to be a tough guy, Irish, I'm sure he is. I'll take him and Bill O'Reilly on because they're both older than me at the same time in the ring. Bill O'Reilly says, tonight we look at sexual predators. He cuts to a clip of me screaming about police corruption. Oh, I bash the cops when they're being bad. And he cuts it into a thing about women being raped. I mean, dude, I'm so pissed at you. That's why I'd kick your ass. I'm pissed off. You understand that? I know that I want to punch you in the nose. You understand? And when I want to punch somebody in the nose, I don't ever lose. I love everybody until they lie about me and my family. And so what am I supposed to do when you say I'm a sex predator? This guy says I'm a damn racist. I'm tired of it, man. You understand? I'm a person, dumbass. I don't sit there and say stuff about you that isn't true. I don't say Alec Baldwin's a child molester. I don't say that Jake Weber's a child molester. I don't say you're working with Muslim terrorists. It's not funny. But I know it's how much you hate the American people. That's what you really hate. You hate the liberty movement, and you hate that we're kicking your ass politically. And just like we're kicking your ass politically, we're just going to sit back and let you try to start your race where we're just going to take it. And I'm going to put all my energy, all my aggressive, warlike energy into politically annihilating you. And I pray to God on the altar of Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit to give me the strength and just continue to have the hedge of protection of the providence. I know it's I don't deserve this providence, but God knows I mean what I'm doing. So just God, please, 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 please open everybody's eyes and raise up other leaders to defeat these people. Because I just want to see this scum defeated. They hate us so much. They are sickening filth. God, they're the most dishonorable monsters the world's ever seen. They want to start wars with Russia. They want to start wars everywhere with anybody that isn't a threat. And then they worship all the real threats, like communist China. They're funded by them. Hell, I've run with CBS, got a bunch of Chi-Com money. I bet, I haven't even looked. I bet this show's funded by them. Look at that little self-serving, know-it-all narcissist piece of trash. Just thank God I don't want all that crap. Thank God I'm not with these people. And thank God they're falling. Thank God they're failing. And thank God humanity's rising. We'll be back with this piece of filth piece.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, the globalists want to sabotage this country. Well, get ready. We're coming after you. And Alec Baldwin wants to sit there and say that Donald Trump doesn't like black people because he learned it from me. Those are fighting words. Talk about walking on the fighting side of me, Baldwin, and your writers. Now, I was told about this months ago by people inside the production of the CBS-funded TV show that's on Showtime and is also syndicated to television. Jake Weber, the whatever, fifth, sixth season, whatever it is, of this ridiculous program, Homeland, where before it was radical Islamic terrorists, but you can't have that now. And there's a woman president in the future, and that it all scripted for Hillary to be in, and the evil Alex Jones character, who they admit in the news is an Alex Jones person, who says everything I say, like, we are the resistance, you want to fight, you got one, we're going to defeat the globalists, I'm taking over. They want you to hear all that, and then they add to it, I don't like black people. I didn't say that, that's what they say. Or, you know, framing people for Islamic terror attacks that they didn't do, or the president's son is out in combat and runs towards this thing to help people, but I, the Alex Jones character, edited it to say he was running away from battle. That way people watch this And they hate me. And this is what they admit they're doing. And if you're a new listener, there's another tactic where they didn't say on the news, Alex thinks Homeland's about him. He's crazy. Alex thinks CBS, NBC, CNN, 60 Minutes talk about him all the time. Nightline, they do. Or Alex thinks that Saturday Night Live talked about him. They'll actually say that, probably. I haven't heard it yet. Because they, again, it's all about psychological warfare. They'll do what they're doing, say your name, or admit in newspaper interviews that it's supposed to be you, but then they'll say, oh, but it isn't that Alex Jones. Again, they had a movie that came out. I asked you earlier, what was the name of it? The guy that did Mr. Show and all that? And he put a movie out a couple years ago. Yeah, David Cross, where the Alex Jones character is a racist, and he got it all from Alex Jones. He says, I got it from Alex Jones. So this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about attacking the free press and people that are telling the truth and setting the precedent with our broadcast to start restricting it and curtailing it. And the movie was called Hits, which was not a hit. It was a huge failure, of course. People are sick of all your weird cult liberal brainwashing of lies. So meanwhile, proof, Facebook is blocking links to Infowars.com. That's up on Infowars.com. Google, another step closer to being unblocked in China thanks to U.S. censorship. Homeland blames Alex Jones' character for fake news. The March 12th episode that aired last night, we once again see Alex Jones parody, Brian O'Keefe. It's going after James O'Keefe. Everything's just like warfare. Hosts his InfoWars-style show discussing on the military son of President-elect Elizabeth Kane, Vice President Kane, so they had it all lined up, with footage allegedly services of the son of the president fleeing an active battle scene for his death. O'Keefe was quick to use it to try to take down who he calls the most dangerous person to ever step foot in the White House, except the footage is edited as fake. So see, well, at least this is better than saying I'm blaming people for terrorism that didn't do it. And they designed the studio to look like one of my old studios. There's even our old logo of the tower and the antenna. And of course, they admit this. So this is what they're trying to do. This is how they're trying to indoctrinate people. And I know you know this, so we'll play it, finish up, and then get to the other news, and open the phones up and take your phone calls. And Dr. Corsi's popping in for like 10 minutes with some big breaking news on new crimes Obama's been exposed for. But let's go ahead and go to this, the latest Homeland.
Where on earth did you get this?
Well, this was the YouTube war. Remember, this kid really had a camera on his helmet. Caught the whole goddamn thing.
Radio listener. This is video of firefighting inside a building.
This is where it gets good.
This is where it gets good.
Meet Andrew Kane, the only son of the president-elect.
Hit pause again. Meet Andrew Kane, the only son of the president-elect. They always do kind of an Alabama accent. The British do. They don't do a Texas accent. And I talk real fast compared to most Texans. It's almost like a New York slash Texas accent. People always say, where are you from, Texas? Well, if I'm not on air fighting the New World Order, I talk slow, but I'm up here, I'm pissed off. So, let's go back to the fake actor doing a fake Texan of a fake Alex Jones with a fake video about a fake thing that never happened that they say I put out that was fake. And they shoot it all video game style, knowing kids watch this. It's not how it really looks.
And I get it. He was trying to save their lives.
Okay, this is something the boys put together. It's rough, but
this is the truth, okay? This is the truth that no one wants to hear. Men died. Buddies of mine died. For nothing. Take a look at the casualties that the battalion suffered. 40 dead, 87 wounded. Because Andrew Keane only cared about his career and how many ribbons he can pin on his chest, and he didn't give a what he had to do to get him.
But he did three tours, right? He must have taken some risks.
We've gone to search a warehouse in Sauter City. We had intel there was a bomb factory. We had just gotten out of the vehicles when we got hit. What happened? pinned down, taking fire. RPGs, snipers. So we returned fire.
The captain came over. What did he do?
There's a lot of noise.
But he was there, right? You saw him.
Yes, sir.
So what was he doing?
He ran past me. He was shouting.
He ran past you?
Mm-hmm.
You mean it? What, he was running away?
Yeah, he was running, that's for sure.
Doesn't sound like a hero to me.
No, sir. He's the opposite of a hero.
Then we wrap it all up with something like cowardice that runs in the family. Like I said, it's rough, but I'm betting it'll put an end to her Gold Star Mom routine.
Is this the only copy of the footage?
Yeah. But
run it again, would you?
This is the truth. Okay?
Now, let's break that down. They're a fake fiction show, admittedly trying to defame me and steal my identity and steal things I've really said but add lies into it. So it's classical plagiarism that they obsess over. If Trump's wife has one word in her speech that was in somebody else's, it's plagiarism. But when they take whole pages of what I say but then add lies to it, that's okay. It's beyond plagiarism. It's like plagia-defamerism or defamerism. I don't invent a word here. Defame plagiarism. Defame. Defaming plagiarism. I don't know what word you'd call that compound word, but that's what we're dealing with here. No one's ever accused me of faking war footage. No one's ever accused me of anything like this. They don't even have something they can say is fake news I put out. Hell, 20th Century Fox and others, you put it on screen. Just last week, the other fake news agency, they got $600 million from the CIA, the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, Amazon. They admitted they're putting out all this fake news. And they had articles about how major movie houses put up fake news sites with fake news about Trump and myself to promote their movies. But that's okay. Here, I'll pull it up. Pull it up right here. Oh, we got it? Let's put it on screen then. It was on the Washington Post. Yeah, there it is, the New York Times. 20th Century Fox gives real apology for a fake news campaign, which they are using that campaign in Congress saying, ban me. 20th Century Fox, CBS, NBC. We've shown you them all putting out fake news. And whose name do they put on it? Mine. And Donald Trump. In fact, I'm very honored that I'm attacked second only to Trump. I'm very honored. Way worse than Bannon, worse than Drudge now, worse than anybody, because they know you're listening, they know you're watching, and these are real scum we're dealing with. I mean, when I say scum, I just prove to you they're scum. They show some fictional president with a fictional son that's killed, and then I, fresh off Saturday night, where I tell Trump black people aren't humans for 200 years, a.k.a. slavery, remember the two-thirds deal in your voting or whatever, all that horrible crap. Now I'm behind all that. I'm behind slavery. And then on the next night, I'm defaming a Gold Star veteran and a Gold Star family with a fake video, with the politicos sitting around deciding how to put out this information. What on earth? So a fake news program with actors putting out fake info says I'm fake. The circle is now complete. And it's day after day, week after week. Why? 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 Because we exposed globalism. Because we knew that if the military and the police and the system and the people compartmentalized in government and corporations and private life knew what globalism really was, that people would stand against it. But we couldn't even get them to admit globalism existed 5 years ago or the Federal Reserve was private 10 years ago. Now everybody knows, even the dumbest of the dumb. So now they resort to this. And only the weakest-minded mental patients. I've had them come up to me in D.C. when we were out there marching. I've had them on the streets of Austin. They go, how dare you put out that fake news? Oh, what was fake? You know what it is. I go, what? And they go, I saw it on Colbert. This one lady, and I was like, what did I do? You know, a lot of people are LGBT, and we're not bad. I'm like, I didn't say that. I saw it. Come to work the next day, one of our crew members is told, you get out of your apartment, I'm pulling your lease. I saw what Colbert said, your boss is a homophobe. Even if I was, it's free speech. You kick people out on the street, but I wasn't. It was a lie. This is war, people. These are dirtbag bullies that want to lie about people that aren't selling the country out. We'll be back.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the prison planet!
Get up!
for killing Trump. You're so close, Snook. The gloves off, and all the punks and thugs that act so tough are going to beg for their mommies. We're so close, Snoop. We're so close to the veneer of civilization turning back. And all the people like you that have led children into prison and into the drug lifestyle are going to beg for their mommies. So close right now, Snoop. So close. You just keep trying to open the door. I think that door might open. How's our military going to respond? How are our veterans going to respond to somebody like Snoop Dogg saying kill our president is trying to get $25 billion to black colleges and trying to get factories shipped into traditionally black areas and ordered the government to make it priority to hire black people? While SNL says he hates black people because I told him so, and then race pimps like you pimp your own people. Why did Snoop Dogg talk about how 51% of black people never get born? He's not. He's a selfish pimp. He's a piece of trash. And he thinks he can thug around and talk about killing George Washington 2.0. Let me tell you something, Snoop. What you're doing is already dangerous, in case somebody didn't tell you. Something happens to Trump. Mm-mm-mm. See, what you don't get is I don't come from the background you get as a snitch getting put neighborhood kids in prison. See, I come from a background where we don't shoot our mouths off. See what we've done with InfoWars, old Snoopy? Changed the world. Got the enemy on the run. Big government's on the run. And I think examples need to start being made. I've said this, Media Matters, run by the Democrats. George Soros picked this up. I think it's time for the president to take the gloves off. I do. Every day I see another entertainer saying kill President Trump. I just wonder if they understand that. What would happen if somebody said kill them? Of course, the kind of people that'll kill you won't tell anybody they're coming to kill you, Snoop. You just die of a heart attack, you dumb bastard. I don't know if it'll be Snoop, because, I mean, I certainly wouldn't hurt anybody. I wouldn't hurt a fly. I'm just all talk up here, right? Big man Snoop got that 357. He's going to get that Trump, isn't he? He's going to take that Trump down, that clown down real good, because he's real tough. What a punk. Just like Alec Baldwin. Just like this other piece of trash. Jake Weber. Here's the difference. You're singing and talking and making fake videos about us, aren't you? Because you're the past. You're the losers. You're the failures. We're the future. Because you're the walking dead. You're zombies. You're the sellouts of the system. You don't go into the future. You're dead already. That's a real skull. This is a man from India. It's an Indian skull. Heads aren't quite as big as mine. My skull's twice as thick as this skull. My brain CC size is, let's just say, just as big. But the point is that we're here looking at this head. And somebody that lived and had eyes and a nose and was probably a great person. And see, someday Snoop and Alec Baldwin, old Jake Weber, they're going to be where this guy is. But while you're still alive, and while you still got a brain, Snoop, you might want to try to use it. Because here's the thing, I don't want to fight with anybody, but you want to kill us, you want to lie about us, you want to stop us from trying to empower the poorest people in this country? Well, just know this, you're not in the Hollywood MTV game making 10-year-old boys think you're tough. You're now in a man's world, Alec Baldwin. And Jake Weber and Snoop Dogg. And if this thing goes sideways and there's an actual fight, I think it's fair to say your names are on a list of people that have got some explaining to do. We're going to come back with big news about Obama robbing investors of the poorest Americans and some big breaking intel straight ahead on Alex Jones. And all our enemies have been warned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really worked. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head.
All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to join us for like 10 minutes, and I want to open the phones up exclusively for Americans of African descent who disagree, agree, whatever. I mean, I see Snoop Dogg and Viacom and MTV. It's been well documented. I've had Professor Griff, everybody on who heard about it. I've got it from the executives that were at MTV, rock stars, you name it, that were high level. They said in the late 80s, early 90s, you're going to put out gangster rap. We wanted these people to be primed, to be basically put in prison. And now it's spread everywhere. Gangster rap has, like, infested the Middle East. It's associated with crime everywhere. Most of the rappers end up getting shot or put in prison. The others that don't, like Rick Ross, is a former jail guard who pushes this whole gangster rap thing to get kids to think it's cool. People on the street think it's cool. They end up getting put in prison. That's why I want decriminalization of drugs, to stop making it cool, take the money out of it, not legalization. The drug culture is horrible, but keeping it illegal empowers all these scummy groups. And Snoop Dogg comes out with a music video calling for gun control, but then saying kill President Trump, with him simulating killing Trump. And all I'm saying to Snoop is, man, do you understand that you and all the Democrats and everybody else saying kill the president and all this other crap, you're messing with the return of George Washington here, okay? I mean, Trump's delivered in 53 days, massive new jobs for poor people, with a true focus on African-American areas, $25 billion when Obama gave $4 billion to the black colleges. Just everything is good. And you're sitting there on Saturday Night Live saying, I don't like black people, they're aliens. That's quoting Alec Baldwin as the president. And he says, I learned it from Alex Jones. And then they have the new Homeland show with Jake Weber saying basically the same crap, and I'm setting up innocent veterans and stuff, and it's supposedly Alex Jones. This is weaponized media. Do you understand what happens in countries when you try to kill a president and on every news channel promotes killing him? Do you understand what happens if you fail? You're going to go to prison for this. You're not going to get away with this. And we understand this is total war. We get it. I mean, 90% of the military is awake. 80% of the CIA is already on the Patriot side. You people are in deep trouble, folks. You're in deep trouble. I know 15 years ago and 12 years ago from multiple sources, SEAL Team 6 was ordered to watch my show, listen to my show. Special Operations Command, people were like, watch this. And that was from higher-ups saying, we're going to move against the globals in the future. We can't tell you all the classified stuff. Watch this. This guy's got it all figured out. And I'm not bragging. There was Dr. Corsi. There was Lou Dobbs. There was Matt Drudge exposing it. People like Joseph Farah. We have the biggest audience other than Drudge, and Drudge magnifies what we're doing. And I love that Drudge is there. God, it feels so good. I wish we were 10 Drudges. This isn't competition. This is life or death, because they know they're losing, and they know they're in trouble. And they're so scared that people might grow a brain in this country and actually realize how they've been manipulated. So I want to open the phones up for African-American listeners to the show to give me your take on this. And the take of, you know, if you saw Saturday Night Live where they have Alec Baldwin playing the part of the president, and I can't even do imitations anymore because they'll actually take the clip and show it like I said it. They've done this. 2 weeks ago, they've done it a bunch. I said, you know, they'll say I'm anti-gay when I'm not anti-gay, and I never have been. And then Colbert has me going, I'm anti-gay. And my lawyers say, yeah, you can sue them. You can probably win, but it'll cost millions and take years. I don't have time, but at the same time, it's like, you know, now I don't think black people are human. I never said that. What the, you know, this is, and it's not that it's even hurting me. It's that, wow, they put it in the mouth of the president with Alec Baldwin. When all I want is prosperity for everybody. I want to see everybody off the Democratic plantation. I genuinely care about everybody. I protested the Ku Klux Klan more than 15 times. My dad's dad got elected as an Eisenhower Republican in East Texas to desegregate the schools. And I still, when I was a kid, sometimes we'd be at the grocery store and people walk over to my grandmother and say, F you, N-word lover, for what you've done. And I'm not just saying it, that happened. And both my grandfathers almost died in World War II fighting Hitler in the Army Air Corps. And then I get to see the Jewish forward say, I love Hitler, and not even show a quote. Man, it's next level lies, folks. It's next level evil, and it's wrong. It's wrong. But why they're scared of us is they know we put out stories every day that are exclusive, that the White House leaks to us, that sources tell us to go to in Congress. That former vice head of the Intelligence Committee on just 2 weeks ago, Kurt Weldon, saying, I've seen all the documents. Hillary's a Chinese communist agent and on the Russian payroll. Well, that's in the news now, but didn't even get picked up in the news. But it got picked up here. You saw it. You heard it. And his latest article. Confirmed. Treasury report confirms what we said 2 weeks ago. Obama stole from Fannie and Freddie investors nearly $200 billion to fund Obamacare. That's only part of the documents we've gotten that came out in lawsuits that the White House directed us to. So, yeah, they're pissed, folks. They're pissed that Fox is chicken and won't put this out. Others are, but Drudge will, InfoWars will, Daily Caller will, WorldNet Daily will. They're mad. They're mad the president's got somebody on the ground that'll tell the truth. And in response, two national TV shows saying that I hate veterans and black people. Just unbelievable. With no proof. They have actors doing it. I mean, it's next level. And so that's why I'm harping on this, is because it isn't about me getting attacked. It's every day they're saying kill Donald Trump all over TV, media, entertainment news. No one gets in trouble. I know they want to make him look like an authoritarian. They're trying to bait him into a deal. He's trying to get the economy turned back on. And hopefully then he knows the public will wake up, which approval rating shows. But I think the president is miscalculating. And I said it was a miscalculation to get rid of Flynn. Turns out Trump didn't even do that. They steamrolled him and tricked him into doing it like they do, his chief of staff. Same thing happened. I said on Thursday, I said, this is no way Trump did this to Sessions. He admits he met with the Russian ambassador twice. That's on his book. He didn't meet with him in the campaign. And, of course, the Clintons have met even more. It's come out. It's totally normal. And it turned out Trump didn't do that. They stampeded Sessions in doing it, and people inside his administration told him to do it without Trump's approval. Because Trump tries to delegate. And he's like, yelled at him. He said, I heard about it before it was in the news. He literally blew up and left. He said, I can't believe you people won't stand up to these people. So he's committed. He's very fatalistic about it. I can tell you that. He told people he's known for a long time that I'm ready. I'm not stopping. I'm just doing the right thing, and I don't care what happens. And if America deserves all this reform and all this success, then they're going to get it. But it makes me physically sick to see them not just lying about me, because I'm the second most attacked person now, which is a great honor. But when I say that, it's like 100 times more against Trump. I'm attacked every day, everywhere with incredible lies. With him, it's hundreds of times a day. And so they don't want you to hear this info that Corsi's got. They want to. Twitter's starting to block us. It's all happening. They're coming after us, folks. You want somebody to fight. You want somebody to stand up. We're doing it. And I'm not bitching. I expect to be attacked. Just know the epic level of this war. So when I tell Snoop Dogg saying kill the president, I don't care what happens to Snoop Dogg. I'm not against Snoop Dogg. But, man, he wants to be in this world of calling for killing people and stuff. Dude, we're not in the make-believe tough guy rap world of MTV, man. I mean, let me tell you, the Democrats and people are very, very close. And it's not going to be the way they think it's going to be. I mean, you guys are foreign enemies. You're trying to overthrow the country. You're openly calling for sedition. You brought out the race riot crap out of Ferguson again. You're doing all this openly. It's in your own white papers, your own admissions. You're claiming we're the foreign enemy when you're the globalist. And I'm just letting you know, we kicked your ass in the election. And if you start some civil war, it's going to happen there too. And we're not going to just fight your dumb cannon fodder. The police and the military are going to go around the dumbasses you got burning stuff in the street. And every one of you globalists better be on those planes to Kauai in Tasmania. And that's not a threat. I can look at the tea leaves and tell where this is going. I don't want it to be this way. I want prosperity and I want a future. But if you want to fight and you're looking for one, this isn't fake world. We're about getting things done and changing the world. Dr. Corsi, you got big news they're trying to censor. Then I'll take the calls at 800-259-9231. A little bit the next hour with David Knight, who's been off for a week of well-deserved vacation in Florida with a family. 800-259-9231 here in our great republic. 800-259-9231. But I want to hear specifically from black folks about what do you make of this? I mean, it's just crazy. And you look at the numbers, all Trump's doing, no president has ever. Not even Abraham Lincoln tried to deliver to black people in this country like Trump's doing. It's actually, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. And then to see the full attack by the bought and paid for controlled assets that want to make sure all the blacks get put in prison and aborted like Snoop Dogg, it's sickening. So 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I apologize if you were calling earlier. I had to give them the number out so they don't turn the phone system onto that. Dr. Corsi, I know I'm going to get you back to your writing and your work and everything that's happening as you form the D.C. Bureau there in D.C., but this news story is big, but what do you make of the all-out fake news attack on myself and Trump?
Well, it's going to continue. I mean, it's also going on Roger Stone. Been writing about that all day.
Oh, he's a Russian agent, yeah.
He's a Russian agent. The Democrats are just in denial. The ones who were close to Putin were Hillary and Podesta, both of whom were getting paid by them, by the Russians.
And that's all come out. But what I'm asking you is, I've never seen the media and the system allow mainstream people to say kill Trump everywhere and organize. This is organized crime. If I was saying this about Obama, I should be arrested. I never called for violence against Obama. This is wrong. They just can't keep doing this.
It is very shocking. I mean, if anyone had ever said this about President Obama, you'd have Secret Service knocking on your door that afternoon. But of course, now that the mainstream media and these artists are out there saying outrageous things of violence they're going to do to the president, it's just considered to be normal. I mean, it's shocking, and the Secret Service
needs—they've taken our restraint for weakness.
Well, and also the attacks are intensifying because the stakes are now so high. The left knows it lost. Hillary lost catastrophically.
I want the gloves off on Snoop Dogg. I want the gloves off. Go ahead.
You should have them. And I mean, I do want to cover what we've got in this article today.
No, I know it's big. This is why they're trying to block us, because they want to ignore the huge stories you and others are putting out that are absolutely groundbreaking. You put this out almost 2 weeks ago. Now, new Treasury docs have confirmed your analysis. And again, you got a Harvard degree. You're a top finance expert. Go ahead.
I worked with a an expert from who was an outside editor, auditor for Freddie. We went through the Treasury annual reports and could document where the money was taken from the investors from Freddie and Fannie, the two large mortgage giants. The Treasury put it into the to their general fund, and then we watched the accounting. We did an Excel chart, which shows exactly how the money was diverted into health and Medicare, and the dollar flows are dramatically a pattern that confirms when the money was taken out of Fannie and Freddie, Treasury shuffled it off into this commerce and housing, and then it ends up in their line items for expenditures in health and Medicare.
And I've looked at the federal law, and you've covered it. It's totally illegal.
Totally illegal. And this also proves, and why it's so important right now.
It's time for all these gangster thugs of the Democratic Party that want to fight. It's time they start getting one. Of course, they'll just blow up a school and say we did it. No, I mean it's time politically for them to get their asses indicted for this and everything else.
This shows, Alex, that Obamacare was bankrupt. And if the Obama administration had not illegally taken money that
looted,
was never appropriated for this
looted
purpose, looted it, and robbed the investors. I mean, there's lawsuits on this. The investors were, this is the biggest theft of corporate dividends in U.S. financial history.
Which is also meant to blow up. We know he was always an enemy of this investment because it was actually government doing good for people and actually creating wealth. So Obama spent his 8 years trying to destroy it. Why is that?
Well, and this is a whole income shifting to the low income. This is what Obamacare.
Because the elites
about
want renters. They admit that. Goldman Sachs admits they don't want Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They don't want homeownership.
That's right. And they want the whole purpose behind this is Obama had a war on against middle class home ownership. He wanted to change the United States from a homeowner's American dream
to renter.
Own your own home into well housed nation of renters like Europe. And the only subsidies would have been to the low-income
to coffin apartments
buyers. And that's in the Treasury documents. We have that fully disclosed. And this is all ironclad. I mean, if you take a look at the article today, it's a very detailed financial analysis of the Treasury Department's own annual reports and their own accounting that documents where the money went into and from the investors stolen from Fannie and Freddie, shifted into Obamacare to keep Obamacare from going bankrupt. It's a huge story. And by the way, I wrote this article today because the Washington Examiner doubted that we could do this analysis. And I want to show the Washington Examiner that they're the ones who are wrong. They're the ones who didn't know how to read the financials of the Treasury Department. And Maria Bartiromo has picked this up on Fox Business and has started making it a major issue. One of her largest tweets ever, she did it on Friday, and this issue is now going viral.
And let's be clear. See, we don't operate like other news organizations. I call up and get guests from all the time to promote their website, their news organization. They go, oh, the owner says, I'm not going to name names, we're not supposed to go on your show now. And I'm like, do you understand? We're trying to win the war. Our platform in this case was like 20 times bigger conservatively. They go, no, we know that. They don't get it. We want people to come on. When you write these articles, you give, I've told you, but you agree with me. You go to these meetings, you give them your research that you're doing with your White House sources, and they just can't even believe that someone else is giving them the scoop. We want to defeat them. We don't care about having our article read more than yours. Of course, he's already had three number one New York Times sellers. I've already got the biggest political talk show, even bigger than Limbaugh now overall. I'm not trying to be the biggest guy. Drudge is 10 times bigger with overall click. I love that. I want to defeat them. Understand that. We have to work together. But that's one big problem in conservative libertarian media. Even with stuff super hardcore, you go to people's sites, it's all their stuff. And then not, never ours or theirs. You go to InfoWars, it's everybody's stuff. I mean, don't people get we're in a total battle here. Every ounce of our energy matters. It's got to be directed downstream in the war at the enemy.
What we've got here, Alex, is this is the Treasury Department's own financial analysis.
You have their own internal documents, huge bombshell. Exactly.
And you know, we're guided through this by one of the former auditors from Freddie. The documents have come to us through the White House sources. You know, we're tipped off on
and this could destroy Obama and all these criminals. This is bigger than the Haiti scam by an order of, 100 times. Haiti's $2 billion. This is $200 billion. And by the way, I notice you've only gotten a few years of it. You've got 2 years of the 8 years. It's much worse.
Yes, it goes ultimately $260 billion. It's the biggest theft of a dividend, a private corporate dividend in U.S. corporate
history. So, then the way to phrase this to break it out is Obama did secret bail-in rating private investments to fund his programs. I mean, that's it. Just like Greece did, just like what's the other island? Cyprus did. This Obama did a bail-in, secret Obama bail-in discovered. There's your headline.
You're right. And also the sub-headline is Obama was happy to throw middle-class homeowners to the dogs. He was going to end the 30-year mortgage, which is a key mortgage that gets people into their first homes. It has for decades. And Obama, the documents we have where they internally discussed eliminating, closing Freddie and Fannie, they admit that they're going to do detriment to the middle-class homeowners market. They're going to make homeownership more expensive in America, and the Obama administration doesn't
sure.
care.
Well, I want to invite you on the nightly news tonight to do a 15-minute report, roll through the documents, with the host tonight, so we can really put this out tomorrow, because the headline's key. This is a strong headline, but it's so criminal, it's got to be, I mean, the truth is that Obama was caught in secret bail-ins, raiding private investment funds, committing massive felonies. So there's our real headline. We need to get this out. Great job, Dr. Corsi. I'm going to have Rob Duke call you right now to see when you can tape for the Nightly News to walk through these documents one by one. We're going to come back with callers out there on SNL's lie that Donald Trump hates black people, claiming he got it from me because Alec Baldwin said so.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back. Midnight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I'm going to start the next hour and go right to Aaron, Dante, Lawrence, Ashley, Clark, and others who said they're folks of African descent here in the United States, Americans, who have comments on SNL with, again, I can't even say what they say because they'll take it out and put it on the news. This is next level lies. Next level, man. And it just shows how evil they are. I didn't even get to a lot of the news. I'm gonna do like 20 minutes of calls in the next hour, and then a little bit with David, who's going to be co-hosting with me, because I didn't get to show how the Islamists, the Turks, are now trying to manipulate politics inside Europe, trying to organize mass movements. They claim to get people to affect EU policy towards Turkey and also votes in Turkey, but really it's mobilizing the Islamic force they brought in. And the leftists are now turning against it, finally getting that they're in trouble. What's wrong with you people? That's what I mean. I mean, if North Africa is so great, or if Pakistan or Afghanistan is so great, go live there. But you don't know. I don't care whether you're black or white. The average person here is spoiled. Sure, you don't live like the Kardashians. Who wants to? One time I got a nicer house. I moved out of it a year later. I couldn't stand it. It wasn't even that big, but I wanted something little. All you do is live in your bedroom and your kitchen anyways. What you need something to keep all your crap? Give it away to sell it on eBay. I'm trying to convince my family to move into like a little farmhouse right now. I'm telling you. Screened in porch I can sleep on. The point is they just try to make everybody feel inadequate because we're not superstars in MSM. Those people have hellish lives. Geert Wilders, about to win the presidency there in the Netherlands, says expel Turkish ambassador from the Netherlands. Yeah, coming there, ordering them around. I mean, it's just getting crazy, man. So I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to hit a lot of other important news. I never got to Sean Spicer in an Apple store, and a woman just screaming and yelling at him that he's bad and he's a Russian agent. And you go to her website, she's an Indian American who says she hates white people and white people are bad. By the way, most Indians I know are the smartest, most hardworking people, and statistically they're the richest people in the United States. Oh, Paul has a whole article breaking that down with the actual demographics. She's saying you white people are making us poor on the video. The average white person makes $26,000. The average Indian, $110,000. Indian Americans are the richest people in America per capita. And by the way, I get mobbed by Indian Americans everywhere. They just love Trump. They just love him. Oh, yeah. But again, everything's a lie. I saw this Soros-funded anti-Alex Jones video the other day, and they had Sikhs on it burning InfoWars magazines. And then saying because they're anti-Muslim. See, that's a little Soros desecration. The Sikhs have been one of the only groups to keep 140 million Indians have conservatively been killed by Muslims the last 1,000 years. 140 million plus. And the Sikhs finally basically got formed to fight that. And so that's what their whole thing is about, fighting Muslims. And so they turn around that the Sikhs want open borders and want to be Muslims. I mean, the stuff they rain down, the baloney they rain down, is the greatest I've ever seen in my life. All right, we'll come back. Go right to your phone calls. Before I go any further, we got to fund the operation. We've got the great anti-fungus, anti-yeast, kills candida, you name it, formula by Dr. Group. This new formula is amazing. Mycos EX is about to sell out. When the show ends, we were only down to a few thousand bottles of this. It sold out a lot. We're not more for 6 weeks. I'm going to up the price to retail in about 10 minutes. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We've got 30% off the micro straws. The Life straws is great for, you name it, for water filtration. We've got 50% off the new Trump pit shirts out of the gates. I just want to get it out there viral for free speech. And so much more. And if you sign up for our free newsletter, you get 50% off a new item every day. Infowars.com/newsletter. That goes out at about 4 o'clock each day. So that's there right now as well. But thank you all for your support and your prayers. We're having a huge effect. And that's why the globalists are so mad and so upset. Free shipping store-wide ends tomorrow. Forgot to add that. Don't be dead, folks. Wake up. Get involved in the fight. Don't join the globalist minions. We are the living.